Next item is Heritage Village MRRPC amended condition postal lien.
Now, this is a request to amend one of the conditions of approval. Total number of units would still remain at 147. I provided each of you a copy of the letter that Mr. Gibbs sent us, and that explains his request. Still the same number of units, just the wording of the type of units changes, basically.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, it appears that Mr. Gibbs is here, and maybe we, since he's here and we're here, we ought to hear what he has to say.
I think it's good for his billable hours, sir.
There you go. The chair recognizes Mr. Gibbs.
Good afternoon, members of the commission. It's Rob Gibbs here on, with Wilson, Howard, and Byard on behalf of Heritage Village. My letter does state in fairly summary fashion what we're requesting here. The ordinance that authorized this MRRPC originally had a condition which I think we've concluded may have just been a mistaken term. It used the word townhouse units really to describe multifamily units. The site plan clearly has condominium-style townhouse units clustered. They're not necessarily townhouses. The definition of townhouses in the statute says it's a single-family dwelling forming one of a group or series of three or more attached single-family dwellings separated by one another from one another by party walls and being located on an individual lot. These are clearly multifamily buildings located in a condominium regime with setbacks between buildings in accordance with the code and fire codes. But in essence, what the client is desirous of doing is building, you know, first floor units and second floor units, as opposed to all flats, exactly. I haven't been able to find a definition of that type of unit in our code, but so this change, which I went around several times on, but I've indicated on page 2 the condition that I thought would be an appropriate amendment of condition number 1, so that it would read, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 147 multifamily units. I explained earlier in the letter that there was a over-the-counter change previously that allowed two originally planned duplexes to be four townhouse units, which changes the number of duplexes as well. So that's just a sort of a housekeeping item. And then continuing, and the one apartment that currently exists above the golf course pro shop, 132 multifamily units on one or two floors. Again, I don't see a definition of a flat within the code. In townhouse style, quote unquote, buildings. And then we make clear that the parking spaces provided in accordance with the code. We did also want to clarify that parking spaces within garages and in driveways in front of garages are eligible to serve as parking spaces, which is just something that has come up a number of times, which I think really would make Mr. Lang's job easier if that were put in the condition and then shown in a detail on the plan. And we've had discussions on how that could be shown on the plan that'll make it easier for the inspectors to confirm compliance with the approved site plan. And Mr. Lank here back in the office to know that the total number of spaces will always be met as it goes building by building. So the condition, I believe, is an appropriate one to change as both a housekeeping matter and a clarification of a poorly chosen term back several years ago.
Mr. Lank, you concur with Mr. Gibbs?
Yeah, well, the one building that we looked at, if you look at it, looks like a townhouse.
Yeah.
It's all on the floor plan. I mean, that's the way it laid out. They got townhouse units, and let's say they put one above the other.
Yeah.
You see the same doors, and one's the doors to going upstairs to get to the upper unit, but the outside looks the same.
Yeah.
But it said door townhouses, and townhouse by definition, as Rob said, it includes basically a lot line with an aggregate of setbacks, and half of our condos are actually townhouse designed buildings. It's a type of building, but it's not
by definition a townhouse.
It's a pretty simple lot.
Yeah.
And I don't even know that the word condominium comes up under ordinance.
I think it does.
Might under a new amendment, but originally it didn't.
I think the definition of multifamily.
It wasn't originally because it's a sales method. It's not really.
I think in the meantime, and for the purposes of this project, this is, I think, a good way to do it.
Mr. Chair.
It's defined in the definition of multifamily dwelling.
And that was more recent.
Yeah, that was '97, I think, right?
Point of clarification.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gibbs, with the garages, are these freestanding buildings or are they part of the building structure itself? Because you're talking about having the flexibility to have the buildings with or without garage.
Those would all be part of these either townhouse or duplex units. They're in underneath a portion of the building.
Okay.
Not detached.
So if a person doesn't want to have a garage and they say have a family room or whatever, then you'll provide the parking spaces elsewhere for that?
Exactly.
Okay.
They actually would gain, they would be creating a parking, they would be creating a garage, which they would actually be creating more parking space. So they can park in the garage, they can park in the driveway, and they would have space on the street, so they don't lose any. They don't lose any parking anyway. And it was designed at three units, three parking spaces per unit.
Per unit. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Heritage Village MRRPC amended condition on Postal Lane, my motion is for approval of the modification, and that the modification should read as following. The maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 147 multifamily units, including 14 duplex units, the one apartment that currently exists above the golf course pro shop, and 132 multifamily units on one or two floors in townhouse style buildings. The parking spaces within garages and driveways are eligible to serve as parking spaces. An inclusion of garages within multifamily buildings shall be at the discretion of the developer in accordance with a revised final site plan as approved by the commission to ensure compliance with minimum parking requirements.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve the amended condition for Heritage Village MRRPC on Postal Lane for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.